Pakistani nationals living in the United States had to register with the federal government by last Friday. Department of Homeland Security officials say the program is helping to weed out potential terrorists. Hundreds of Pakistani families are fearful of the new registration process and are moving to Canada. Volunteer groups on the border say their resources are exhausted. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
Pakistani families from as far away as Texas and California have made their way to the border crossing north of Plattsburgh, New York. Most have overstayed their visas and are afraid of being deported back to Pakistan. Mohammed Farouk is an illegal alien who's lived on Long Island for 3 years working as a carpenter.
I want to leave before deadline because I don't want to go back in my country, and I cannot live here. I have no choice.
But like dozens of families, Farouk, his wife, and 3 children were turned back by Canada when the rush of asylum seekers overwhelmed that country's border. American officials then detained Farouk, holding him until he could raise a $5,000 bond.
When they arrest me at night, like 10 o'clock, and I say, where go my kids? And they say, we don't know. It's very bad. My family, they sleep 5 days in the van.
With the registration deadline now passed, the family is stuck in a shelter in Vermont, waiting for another chance to enter Canada. Shelters are full here and at border crossings at Buffalo and Detroit. Patrick Giantonio heads Vermont Refugee Assistance. He says his group has been forced to stop helping new families.
We hit our saturation point. We have housed and cared for over 200 people.
Giantonio says there are still many illegals in the U.S. who haven't registered.
If someone's intercepted on their way to the border, if they're out of status, and if they should have registered and did not by the deadline, then they probably will be detained. People are being caught in somewhat of a trap.
Federal officials say they don't know how many foreign nationals have dodged registration, but they say the program is a success. Kimberly Wiseman is a spokesperson for the newly reorganized Bureau of Customs and Border Protection. She says nearly 90,000 people have registered and been scrutinized so far.
It allows the United States to run the fingerprints of aliens who may present elevated national security concerns against a database of wanted criminals and known terrorists. We have identified 9 terrorist-related connections through the program.
Wiseman says more than 1,700 men have been detained through special registration, most on immigration charges. 170 are still in jail, many arrested while trying to flee the U.S. In a judiciary hearing earlier this month, Republican Senator Arlen Specter questioned the value of arresting Pakistanis who are trying to leave the country. The Pakistani government, a key ally in the war against terrorism, has described the policy as severe. Asad Hayauddin is with the Pakistani embassy in Washington.
I would say there's an environment of fear and trepidation. So people who don't even have misdemeanors against them are now facing detention and deportation.
Canadian officials say nearly 2,000 Pakistanis have fled to their country from the U.S. in the first 3 months of this year. That equals the total for all of last year. Many more are still waiting on the border. With the deadline for Pakistanis now passed, immigrants from 5 more countries, including Egypt and Indonesia, are required to register by April 25th. Volunteer groups on the border say illegal aliens from those countries have already begun making contact to ask for help fleeing to Canada. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Plattsburgh, New York.